One by one, 50 million ash trees across the United States have fallen to the emerald ash borer. The metallic green insect, which arrived in America on wooden shipping pallets and crates in 2002, measures about a half inch long and an eighth inch wide. It arrived in western New York in 2009 and made its initial appearance in the Albany area in 2014.
These beetles move slowly, but they can decimate acres of trees in a single year. If a tree is infected and goes untreated, it'll inevitably die. Even if we catch the infection, it's difficult to save the tree unless it's caught early. And another complicating factor is that it's difficult to detect when a tree's been infected, and that's because the ash borer burrows into the tree and you don't know the tree is sick until it's too late.
Schumer is trying to convince his colleagues to support the Wildlife Disaster Funding Act of 2015. He says the bipartisan bill will help provide budgetary relief for the Forest Service from FEMA and other sources so that funding for programs like those that combat the borer can remain intact through the fiscal year, and also grant additional flexibility to the Forest Service to better pay for fighting wildfires. Without the necessary funding, the Democrat says the pests will continue to kill trees and disturb the natural balance of New York's forests. The impact of the invasive is even being felt on the diamond.
Baseball bats are made from ash wood, but the shortage has forced the renowned Louisville Slugger, or even Adirondack bats. I visited them. They're made in Dolgeville in Oneida County. They have to settle for lesser woods to meet demand. So when a player on your favorite team hits a long fly ball that's just short of the wall, you can blame the emerald ash borer for robbing a home run.
Over the past winter, the New York City DEP cut 4,000 ash trees in the Catskills that showed signs of infestation. Albany's Department of General Services uses funding from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to run its program to treat and remove damaged ash trees. A recent inventory identified 1,000 ash trees on city property along Albany streets and an additional 1,200 in city parks and public spaces. All are in jeopardy, according to city forester Tom Pfeiffer.
It is a smaller percentage of the overall street tree population than what the elm tree was in its full glory, covering a lot more of the city street population.
Individual trees tend to die within 2 to 3 years after becoming infested. Pfeiffer says some of 40 trees slated for removal have been taken down. The city is hoping for the best as monitoring and treatment continues. And there's more information at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.